We will move on to the next agenda item, which is a report, possible discussion on the first quarter budget. John Halls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and members of the board. This is the first quarter budget summary for fiscal year 2006. Of course, our fiscal year began on September 1st, 2005, and the first quarter ended November 30th. What you can look at, there's nothing too remarkable in this first quarter, obviously. Really haven't set much of a trend or a pace yet. We'll have a lot more indication in the second and third quarters. But nevertheless, the detail schedules, and then also in your agenda summary, I highlighted some of the significant variances, both on the revenue and expense side, that we had in the first quarter from how we budgeted that. I'll bring to your attention a couple things. In the far right column, under annual budget, just to refresh your memory that you all approved back in July, the budget you can see you approved a budget that had about $834,000 surplus for the year was what was budgeted on the operating side. And this is the water supply system, again, I might add. We've got another part of our business, the cost reimbursable side of our business, as we've discussed several times before, where we have several contracts, but they're all cost reimbursable. And so, therefore, the surplus or deficit is really effectively zero on those contracts. So we don't spend a whole lot of time discussing that, but I'll be happy to. There's a schedule in your packet on the cost reimbursement side. I'll be happy to answer any questions. But we're just looking at the water supply system side, and that's you can see the annual budget of $800,000. Another item down on the bond proceeds reimbursement line here near the bottom, $9.8 million. As you remember, again, you approved a bond sale. In fact, we had sold those bonds, two different bond issuances we sold. We intend upon reimbursing ourselves for some of those proceeds. With the total proceeds we sold in those two bond issues, by the way, were about $23 million. And we're going to reimburse ourselves for the amount of expenditures that we have already expended to date, which we're legally allowed to do. And we'll put that back into our reserve balances. And that's what that $9.8 million. Although I will indicate that it's not going to be quite that much money. It's going to be a little bit less than the $9.8 million. But we'll have that report in the next quarter. The bond sale occurred in December, so it didn't fall into the 9/30 this first quarter. So you'll see the impact of that in the second quarter budget report. And then the capital projects, you can see we projected to spend about $10.5 million on capital project spending out of our reserve. But anyway, as you look in the current quarter and year-to-date columns, of course, the first three columns are exactly the same as columns 4, 5, and 6 because this is the first quarter of the year and it's the same as year-to-date. And you can see the variances. Our revenues are actually a little bit under about $200,000, a little bit under what we had budgeted, but some of that is timing. On part of grants that we're to receive, and then another one was on the Sugarland operation, which due to some delays was still part of the part of it was we had expected it all to come over into the water supply system, or more of it to be in the water supply system in this first quarter, but due to some delays, some of the plant, the North plant, ended up remaining in the cost reimbursable side for a couple of months longer. So. That was mainly explains the revenues. And on the expense side, we're under about $800,000 for the quarter. And some of that is timing. Some of that will end up being savings. But we'll know more about that when we get into second and third quarters. We'll be able to see really a better impact of that. But probably most of it's timing right now on the expenditures. So you can pretty much see. And then on the capital project side, you can see down there where it's $250,000. We're underspending about that amount in the first quarter based on what we projected. But probably a lot of that's timing also. So anyway, that's just a summary of the water supply system for the first quarter. I'll be happy to answer any questions from the detailed reports or any other questions you might have about that first quarter. Yes.
I should know this, but I don't know what this is. What is WCB SCADA? What is it stand for?
That's the West Central Brazos SCADA, which is a project, and I might have Randy Wood might be able to explain a little bit more. I may defer to Randy to explain it.
It is a computerized training system for information. We can remotely monitor flows, all types of different things.
I was just going to remember what it stood for. Thank you.
Who had a question to John? No action required. There is a report.